You don't always want to listen to your users. I know what you're thinking, that's a contradictory thing for me to say. After all, I always go on about user testing and getting users' feedback and all of that kind of stuff. So how can I say now that you don't want to listen to them? Well, the reason I can say that is because what people say they want and what they actually want are often two different things. I'll give you a really good example of it. Choice. As human beings, we like choice. We like being able to choose. However, if we're given too many choices, we feel overwhelmed and often make no choice at all. And it's a kind of fundamental problem of where what we say we want, which is choice, isn't actually what we really want. What we really want, what underlies that desire for choice, is the desire to be in control. The more choices we have, the more it's our decision what we do, and the more in control we feel. However, we often find that when we're confronted with those choices, it's overwhelming. So what other ways are there to provide a sense of control without, you know, overwhelming people with choice? And this is particularly poignant when it comes to thinking about our websites. It's very easy as website owners for users to come back and say they want this piece of functionality, that piece of functionality, they want to be able to do this, they want to be able to do that, and all of these different kind of demands on you. And you add more and more complexity into your websites and they become more and more unwieldy. But you're actually, supposedly, only giving users what they've asked for. The trouble is when they get it, they discover that they don't actually want it, that they feel overwhelmed by the interface, and so they stop making choices. You want to give a sense of control, not necessarily more choices. So how can you do that? Well, take, for example, an e-commerce checkout process. In an e-commerce checkout process, if you want somebody to give, you want to give somebody a sense of control, you tell them where they are within the process and how many steps are still to go. You don't allow them to jump around the process and do it in whatever order they want, but you do give them an idea of where they are and how it's going and how much more is involved in the in completing that process. Alternatively, you can apply the same thing to a navigation on your site. You know, you may argue that if users like choice, you should have a very flat site so that they've got all the different options available to them, almost like a site map where they can see every page. But what they're going to do is they're going to be overwhelmed by choice. To give them a sense of control, however, you can have a very deep hierarchy of your website can have a very deep hierarchy. But what you need to do is communicate to them where they are within that hierarchy, and it needs to be abundantly clear where they have to go to get to what they ultimately want. So you're giving them control rather than choice. So that's my little tip for today to think, well, two tips really. One is this choice control issue of, you know, giving somebody control rather than lots of choices. But also the underlying message here is that you can't take everything users say on face value. You need to look for the meaning behind what they're saying. Ask why they're saying what they are.